Here's a poem for bedtime. It's by John Burnside, and it's, well, it's taken from Of Gravity and Light. Here goes, see what you think. What we need most, we learn from the menial tasks. The novice raking sand in Buddhist texts, or sweeping leaves, his hands chilled to the bone, while understanding hovers out of reach. The changeling in a folk tale, chopping logs, poised at the dizzy edge of transformation. And everything they do is gravity, swaying above the darkness of the well to haul the bucket in, guiding the broom, finding the body's kinship with the earth beneath their feet. The lattice of a world where nothing turns or stands outside the hole. And when the insight comes, they carry on with what's at hand, the gravel path, the fire, knowing the soul is no more difficult than water, or the fig tree by the well that stood for decades barren and inert till every branch was answered in the stars. Till every branch was answered in the stars. Here we go again. It's taken from Of Gravity and Light. It's by John Burnside. What we need most, we learn from the menial tasks. The novice raking sand in Buddhist texts, or sweeping leaves, his hands chilled to the bone, while understanding hovers out of reach. The changeling in a folk tale, chopping logs, poised at the dizzy edge of transformation. And everything they do is gravity, swaying above the darkness of the well to haul the bucket in, guiding the broom, finding the body's kinship with the earth beneath their feet. The lattice of a world where nothing turns or stands outside the hole. And when the insight comes, they carry on with what's at hand, the gravel path, the fire, knowing the soul is no more difficult than water, or the fig tree by the well that stood for decades, barren and inert, till every branch was answered in the stars. Till every branch was answered in the stars. May you sleep very well. And I'm just gonna give you back to the studio.